delegates, honored guests. We gather today in true sorrow. We gather in remembrance, and we are especially humbled. I just had the opportunity to meet by the presence of two extraordinary individuals. Carney Ghez, please stand. The commander of an all-female tank unit in the Israeli army. I started out in tanks in the American army, and that's one tough unit. So thank you for joining us. And also, I want to highlight Noah Baer, a survivor of the attack, the horrific attack on the Nova Music Festival. Noah, can I embarrass you to stand and be recognized as well? Talk about courage. Talk about resilience. Talk about toughness. I have a 21-year-old daughter, and she looks up to the women of Israel. She looks up to the toughness that she sees and the resilience and that you will not break. And I just am in such awe and admiration of meeting you both here. As we know, colleagues, just shy of 2 years ago on October 7th, Hamas terrorists, and they are absolutely the worst of the worst terrorists, in the same vein as ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and others of that same cruel lot. They committed a crime against humanity in Israel, perpetrating the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. And I know you've heard these statistics, but I'll say it again. If that type of attack, and we're right here in New York that suffered the attack in 9/11, but if that scale of attack had happened in the United States with an equivalent population, it would have been 40,000 Americans killed. They murdered women, they murdered the elderly, including survivors of the Holocaust, infants, families in their homes. They took innocent hostages, mothers, fathers, children, grandparents, and dragged them into captivity in Gaza. They murdered citizens of more than 30 countries, including 40 Americans, raped and sexually assaulted women. They did this on Simchat Torah, a sacred Jewish holiday. It was evil and it was barbarism in its rarest form. And the pain of that day continues. Every family I talk to, every survivor. The President Trump had the honor and the sad experience of talking to a number of the hostages who had been released and rescued in the Oval Office. And it was one of the most emotional, difficult, and painful events that I've seen in that hallowed room, in the Oval Office, but it is something that we all must hear, and that we all must say aloud, and that we cannot ever, ever forget. That pain lives on in the grief of the survivors, and most painfully in the plight of the 48 hostages who continue to be held by Hamas. The living and those who have been murdered by Hamas, including Americans Itai Hin and Omar Nutra, it lives on in the grief of their loved ones, and we've met many times with their families. And I will tell them standing here, and I will tell them every time I sit with them, and I will tell them day in and day out that we will never forget, and we will fight for their loved ones. So they've been held literally in a living hell for 724 days, forced to dig their own graves on camera for propaganda purposes. And meanwhile, their families wait, they pray, they demand action. The United States, the leadership of this administration is giving them real action. We are putting plans on the table. You saw that in the Oval Office yesterday. You saw that working with the leaders of states and countries around the world to bring these hostages home, to end this war, and to stop this suffering. This is not just talk. This is real action from President Trump, from Secretary Rubio, and from the entire administration. So look, every day they're down there in darkness. The world must keep a light burning. Until every hostage is home, our work is not done, and we will not stop fighting to free them. But like the Holocaust, we remember October 7th as an atrocity so cruel, it must be carried in human memory for generations. And in carrying this memory, we have seen the extraordinary strength of the Israeli people rise from unimaginable loss. Women across Israel have displayed incredible strength and resilience. Mothers have become fierce advocates. Do not get in the way of a mom and her children. Sisters have become the voices demanding justice. Daughters have refused to let the world forget. Israeli women who have faced not only the loss of their loved ones and the violent sexual acts Hamas unleashed upon them as a cruel method of warfare, they also sit in the sickening silence of the international community, including organizations right here in this body, with unbelievable resoluteness and bravery. Their courage in the face of such darkness embodies the very spirit of never again. And those are not just words, but it's a living commitment to action. The United States stands, as Ambassador Danon said, we stand shoulder to shoulder with you and with the people of Israel. Israel's right to defend itself is non-negotiable, period. It's not conditional. It flows from Israel's sovereignty, and it flows from the most basic principle of human dignity, the basic right to live in safety and to live in freedom. President Trump has made this truth the foundation of American policy. The president, Ambassador Witkoff, Secretary Rubio have worked tirelessly, day in and day out, for real results. And they have worked tirelessly to build the conditions and to set the table for peace, finally, in the Middle East. His comprehensive peace plan, the president's comprehensive peace plan announced just yesterday, provides the opportunity to free all 48 hostages, not just some, disarm Hamas, demilitarize Gaza, to ensure that what happened on October 7th never, ever happens again. Peace does not come and will never come by appeasing terrorists. It comes when we deter aggression, when we strengthen our allies, and when we show that murder must never be rewarded. This is the spirit in which the United States act. Peace requires courage, and peace requires moral clarity. And peace requires remembering exactly what we are fighting to prevent. So today we speak to the victims, we speak for the hostages, we speak for the countless families whose lives will never, ever be the same, and we affirm that October 7th will not fade into history as just another date. It will stand as a warning, and it will stand as a commitment that we will never again allow such evil to triumph. Thank you. Thank you, delegates.